The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The anti-Israel, pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist protests continue to build across America. Columbus is not exempt. The Ohio State University is not exempt. And it's fascinating who is speaking out about the anti-Semitism. I didn't expect this because I honestly don't know much about him, but Cardale Jones, former Ohio State quarterback, took us to the national championship as a third stringer. Remember that? 12-gauge, Cardale Jones. Cardale Jones has made several public statements about the anti-Semitism around the country and on the campus of his alma mater. He said, quote, "This is not the Ohio State University that I attended. I never understood how someone or a group of people could have so much hate towards another. I hope behaviors and actions as such is addressed accordingly and allow everyone to a Buckeye peaceful, proudly, and safely, as always, go Bucks." I don't know. He said what's happening on campus is not the Ohio State University that he went to. I don't know. I've never been a student at Ohio State, but I would imagine that there has always been a good amount of anti-Semitism underneath. Not exposed as it is now because of the war with Israel and Hamas, but I would imagine it has been there for a long time. The previous administration did nothing to diffuse the controversy or the hatred. As you know, Ohio State has a brand new president with an extensive and exemplary military background. He is known as a hard-nosed military man. It's going to be fascinating to see how he deals with these kinds of situations. The previous administration was weak, 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 weak. And by the way, speaking of the previous administration, we still don't know why the previous president was fired. Isn't that bizarre? A public university? All this time has passed, and we still do not know why she parted ways with Ohio State University. We know it was not voluntary. She wasn't necessarily fired. She was forced to resign. And, of course, in being allowed to resign, her financial package was protected. She came out financially much better since she was allowed to resign and was not fired. But I don't know about you, but I find that just bizarre. We were told we'll be dealing with that. We'll be addressing that. We still don't know. I hope and I pray that the new president will handle things like anti-Semitism in a very straightforward and powerful way, I hope. Here's an update on a story that we have been covering. Grand Canyon University out in Arizona says that they are the largest Christian college in the world. Liberty University has made that claim as well. So I don't know. Anyway, Grand Canyon University is a Christian private college university in Arizona, obviously, Grand Canyon University. And the United States Department of Education has come out against them. The Biden administration has fined Grand Canyon University $37.7 million, the largest fine of any educational institution in American history. I'm sure it is just a coincidence that the biggest fine ever levied towards an educational institution was against a Christian school. The Department of Education says that they have lied to former and current students about the cost of their doctoral program. Well, the charge is that Grand Canyon University advertised, hey, if you come to our university and you want an earned doctorate, here is what it will cost you. The Department of Education is basically saying they were employing a bait and switch where they entice students to come, enroll, begin in the program, and then after they got there, students found out that the cost was much, much, much greater than what they were told, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they were fined $37.7 million. Grand Canyon University has said, no, we're not going to pay the fine because we are not guilty. The president of Grand Canyon University said, Mr. Cardona, and that's the head of the Department of Education, Mr. Cardona's inflammatory comments, which are legally and factually incorrect, are so reckless that Grand Canyon University has no choice but to demand an immediate retraction. He is either confused, misinformed, or does not understand the actions taken by his own agency. As Mr. Cardona's comments confirm, his opinions reflect the deeply held bias against GCU, which has manifested itself in his department's selective and punitive enforcement actions against the university. The school has demanded proof. Are you gonna fine us almost $40 million? What is the proof? And according to Grand Canyon University, the Department of Education refuses to actually give them whatever proof they believe that they have. So they are fighting back. Good for them. I know very, very little about Grand Canyon University, but the fact that the largest fine in American history is against a Christian university, I think, does not pass the smell test. So we'll keep an eye on that, keep you informed. We need to take a quick intermission, and then we'll be back. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Only in California. Yeah, only in California. California is moving to all electric. All electric. We got to get rid of those evil gasoline diesel vehicles. And we're going to go to all electric. Oh, by the way, this summer, we will probably have rolling blackouts again because we don't have enough electricity. So please don't charge your electric car during certain hours. We don't have enough electricity to charge your car. Excuse me? I thought you told us all we had to buy electric cars. Well, yeah, we did. Uh-huh, yeah. You told us to get rid of our gasoline diesel vehicles. Uh-huh. Yep. Yep, we did. Okay. So you want us all to get electric cars, but you're also telling us you don't have enough electricity to even charge the number of electric cars that are on the streets now. Yeah, that's right. Well, how do you plan on dealing with this? Well, okay, class, let's get the LTDs together, those who listen, think, and discern, all right? No matter what the problem, it doesn't make any difference what it is, no matter what the problem, what is the answer always to the liberal progressive left? You got it? More money, higher fees. More taxes. That's always the answer. If schools are failing, you pass more tax levies. Give them more money. Yeah, but the last six tax levies, the progress, the product at the schools has not improved, the outcome, Well, that's because we need more money. We need more tax levies. Okay, back to the electricity issue in California. Headline, California's new electricity income tax is only weeks away. Yeah. Electricity cost is going to rise in California. Now, it's going to rise in two or three different ways. There will be additional fees that will be assessed. If you use electricity in addition to your electric bill, dependent upon, you know, how much electricity you use, how many kilowatt hours you use, there will be also fixed fees. Yeah. Now, the interesting thing is, this is all coming up very soon, and yet no one is really sure how much these fixed fees will be. The utility companies are saying it needs to be at least $85 a month. You mean that's in addition to what we're paying for the actual electricity that we use? Yep. $85 a month per household. Then in addition, there will be other fees that will be determined by your household income. The more you make, the more you pay. Yeah. It will be determined by your income. But it gets even more complicated. So if you make more money, you pay more money. Well, I thought that was just for income tax. No, in California, it's also electric usage. But listen to this, and I quote, under the proposed changes, people who use less electricity will pay a bit more as a result of the fees, while those who rack up large power bills will save thanks to the lower usage rates. Now, wait. I thought California particularly, they're asking people to conserve. You know, don't use major appliances during these hours of the day. Do not charge your electric car during these hours of the day. Yeah. We got to conserve. And yet, the more under this California plan, the more electricity you use, the lower your usage rate. Quote, those who consume more electricity, such as a single-family home with a pool, will receive a discount at the expense of low electricity users, such as an apartment renter. So, you mean poor people in apartments will be subsidizing richer people with a swimming pool and an electric heater for their swimming pool? Quote, California now holds the prize for the highest electricity rates in the nation. Yep. And they're going up. But they want everyone to buy an electric car. You know, I started to say only in California, but that's not true. Anywhere the liberals are in charge, you have this kind of absolute insanity.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.